2, Ace Jimmy Mobile.
PA Mobile, good evening.
Oh, good evening, this is Dwayne.
This evening.
Well, friend had some of her girlfriends come down from Michigan, and so the 8 of us went to dinner at Copper River Grill and just finished up, and boy, it's cold outside.
Yeah, today.
Climbing, I'm gonna hopefully get warm before I get there.
It worked. Headed back to the house now.
What?
Where'd it be? I do machining anyway.
Relationship to the company that makes all the masks?
Do that. Their main focus is robotics. They bought our company out a few years ago. We do industrial gearboxes and motors. Like we have electric motor division, stuff like that.
Something like Tektronix or something down in Simpsonville.
Remember that? We do our particular plant, we do gearboxes for the gearboxes for conveyors or industrial motors and stuff like that. Wastewater treatment, conveyor belts, different stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, I got you. It wasn't Tektronix, it was Rexroth down there off of 385.
It's there. We've had steady work for as long as I've been there, for a little over 3 years, but been on pretty much mandatory overtime the whole time, so we've been steady wide open the whole time.
That's great. That is a good thing, especially these days.
That's what I do. Stay at work, me and this other guy, this one girl, back, I guess it was, it was last year. We usually have, a couple months a year to slow down, but, she'd been complaining for a year, about how the work overtime we had to work, and then they cut the overtime out for a couple months, and she, within like 2 weeks, she was back in the office complaining again about not being able to work overtime.
People just aren't happy. They got to complain about something. Being up on top of Caesar's Head, are you down in South Carolina, or are you on the other side of the mountain?
I live in Piedmont, Belzer area, South Carolina. I'm over, when I first got on here, a minute ago, I was in Belton, down south part of Greenville.
I know where Belton is, been through there a few times. Yeah, and Piedmont is almost just up the road from Belmont, isn't it? Belton, isn't it?
20 minutes, so coming to work, I go down Highway 25 and then get on Highway 247, Belton Highway, and go across that way.
I gotcha.
It's called the Ware Place. I don't know if you notice that when you come through there.
Well, since I've been out that way, but I do remember several times being down there making a few deliveries when I was driving a truck while I was looking for a job within my career of operations.
In here called Possum Kingdom. You ever heard of that?
Familiar. Either that or maybe I'm thinking of the Red Green Show.
Most people hadn't heard of it. I love to throw that in there when people are asking about the area down here. It's this little area. I don't think they had anything now. It used to have a gas station and a fire department, a volunteer fire department. I think I don't think there's anything there now. It's called Possum Kingdom. It used to have, when I was a kid, they used to have a thing, because I grew up right there. And they used to have this little festival they had called the Chitlin' Strut.
Some of the stories and such that some of these southern towns have had. I mean, I was born and raised in Southern California, but out here, there's a lot. There's a lot of history and a lot of little just neat stories, which you didn't hear any of that kind of stuff out in California.
Here down here, you got to look for it. There's the church I grew up going to. It was built in the, I want to say, the late 1700s or the first part of 1800s, maybe 1802, something like that. And there's several churches down here that were built in the 1700s and several old graveyards from back then. A couple of Revolutionary War sites and everything down here.
Been to Cowpens, think, I'm not sure if I've seen the reenactment there. I know they, I did see the reenactment down in, down near Walnut Grove. Starts with an M. Can't remember what it's called down there, but anyway. So, yeah, that's, it's amazing. We've got both the Revolutionary and the Civil War here.
A lot of different stuff. Matter of fact, I was just today at lunchtime, I was sitting there looking on the phone at Walnut Grove Plantation. I was just looking at some historical sites today.
Wish I could remember what the name of that area was. Anyway, I know it's not Monk's Corner. That's a good 3 hours away. But anyway, there was something, and I know as soon it's on the tip of my tongue, I just can't see it. I think that's it. That sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds familiar to me.
They did it back then, you know, just stand there and fire. Gosh, I would think I'd want to hide behind something.
How about that, too? Matter of fact, they looked down on snipers and people who actually would hide and, you know, fight. They would actually look down on that back then, or that's all through history. That was considered, you know, wrong to do it that way.
About launching something from a sub or from an airplane. It's not face-to-face either.
Oh, yeah, they would probably, you know, freak out just to hear about it until they actually saw the results of it.
It's a nasty business, but, you know, it can be effective.
Yeah, sometimes, but think it's misused quite often, too.
That, you know, I agree completely.
Pull in the driveway. It was good talking with you, and I'll catch you again on here again sometime later. This is KO4 GPA, and I'll be clear after you.
Well, if I have the call sign right, KO4 GPA, I think you said, Golf Papa Alpha, is that right? This is Kilo 2, Hotel Mike Echo.
Good talking to you.